Okay, I call to order Conference Committee House File 3, Real ID. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. We're going to finish the adoption of the same and similars, also adopt the Senate only, and then one other amendment as well. Excuse me. We'll start with Section 7, and there's an amendment, and Senator Newman, would you like to move the A31 amendment?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's the Senate A31. And the motion has been made. Is there any discussion? Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Newman, would you explain it, please?
Senator Rest, was it to staff?
No, it was to him. It was his amendment.
I didn't hear what, Mr. Chairman.
Could you please explain it, Senator Newman, if you don't mind? What does it do?
Senator Newman, would you like the staff to review it?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I look. There's two A31s, and this is the Senate version. Okay, I'm on the right one now. Yeah, I can have staff explain it, but my understanding of what we are doing is reinstating the original language that was in the Senate language, but maybe we could have staff explain it further.
Yes, Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the Senate A31 amendment does exactly what Senator Newman said. It reinstates some language that's an existing statute, and then it moves the on line 1.5 to 1.6. Looks like new language that already appears substantially similarly in the bill. It just moves it up to make it the paragraph read appropriately.
Senator West.
Mr. Chairman, this is to the House bill. Is that correct?
Yes. Senator Rest, the language was the same in both the House and the Senate bill.
Okay.
And where we both changed this section of law, we went back, reinstated current law language, and then added in the part about being under penalty of perjury.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, motion has been made. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. A31 is adopted. And then on to Section 7, titled Application Format and Requirements. This is in the same or technical minor difference section. Any questions or comments?
So,
Mr. Chair, this is I believe this is the section we just adopted.
Senator Pratt, we adopted an amendment, and then now we're going to adopt the entire section.
Great, thank you.
Yes. And Senator Pratt, would you like to move this section?
I'll move that we adopt this section.
All right. So moved. Is there any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor of Section 7, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to Section 8. And there is an amendment for Section 8 that we'll handle first. Yes, Mr. Burris?
Mr. Chair, members, just to be sure that the committee is aware of that adoption as we have it, that would be adopting Senate Section 7 as amended.
So noted. Thank you. All right, on to Section 8, and there's an amendment for Section 8 initially. It is the Senate Amendment A32. Yes, Senator Pratt, would you like to move this motion, this amendment?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Amendment A32.
Motion's been made. Is there any questions or comments? Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So before Senator Ress asks me, I'll just go ahead and explain the amendment very, very briefly. There was a difference between how the Senate approached listing the fees for the real ID and the non-compliant ID from the House. The Senate put in separate line items for each license. The House just had the class and then had a paragraph saying the real ID should match the same price as the non-compliant. What this does is take the current fee schedule that you see on R5 and adds in the words compliant or non-compliant on the Senate section. It'd be on line 5.3 on R5. So you'll see real. So we'll strike real ID and say compliant or non-compliant. Or would that be the House language, Mr. Burse?
Mr. Burse?
Mr. Chair, Senator Pratt, it'd be the Senate language.
Thank you.
There's also removal of the new lines as part of the amendment.
Correct. So when you see Class D license for $17.25, it's for both the compliant and non-compliant license.
Any other questions or comments about this amendment? All right. Seeing none.
Yeah, just sorry, clarification.
Senator Russ? So
the effect of it is that they cost the same.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the Senate Amendment A32? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Nay. Motion carries. On to the Senate Section 8 as amended. Senator Pratt, would you like to make this motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any questions or comments about Section 8, Senate as amended, titled Fees? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. That completes the same and similars, or excuse me, the sames, down to the similars. Section 9, application content and information. And there is an amendment. It is a Senate amendment titled A33. Senate Amendment A33, Section 10. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to hold off on this amendment. The amendment is for Section 10. So we will table that for a moment. And we have Section 9. And is there Representative Pulaski, will you move Section 9?
I'll move Section 9, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And that is the Senate Section 9 is moved. Is there any questions, comments, discussion?
That's without amendment, Mr. Chair.
That is without an amendment, Senator Rust, yes. Thank you for that question. All right. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. On to Section 10, titled Summary Information for Applicants. And there is an amendment titled Senate A33. Senator Pratt, would you like to move this motion, Senate file, or Senate Amendment A33?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Amendment A33 and ask Ms. Stengel to just briefly go through it. I think I know it, but I want to make sure I've got it correct.
Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The Senate A33 amendment deletes Section 10 and reinserts a similar section that's a little bit reorganized and carries some a few different pieces of information. So essentially what this language here does is specifies that the department must create summary information that's available on its website and in writing at every location where you can apply for a real ID or non-compliant or EDL card. The types of information that must be included are the three items you see on line 111 through 117. I would note this is a minimum list, so the department can add if it sees fit to add other information. paragraph B on 1.18 must ensure that the summary information is available as part of that's available to card applicants, and when they send a renewal notification to cardholders, it must include the website that includes the summary information. Also, one other change from the bill is that when in paragraph C, the acknowledgement that an applicant signs now applies to non-compliant and EDLs, saying that the applicant understands the limitations on the use of that license.
Thank you. Senator West.
Ms. Stengel, you're saying that the amendment says that the commissioner can request additional information?
Ms. Stengel.
Under whose authority?
I'm sorry if I misspoke. So the commissioner must develop summary information on the different types of ID cards.
Okay.
So they're presenting information on the types of cards. So this is the minimum information they must provide. If there's something else they think might be helpful for people to know about the cards, they can put that on there. It's not personal data.
Okay. Thank you. That clarifies it.
Any other questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor of the Senate A33 amendment, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to the Senate language, Senate Section 10, as amended. Senator West, would you care to move this
sure.
Section 10?
Thank you, of course.
All right, thank you. Senator West moves Section 10 as amended. Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. On to Section 11, Evidence of Identity and Lawful Presence. And we have an amendment. Senator Pawlowski, would you care to move?
Senator.
Excuse me, Representative Pawlowski, would you care to move the House A34?
I'll move House A34, Mr. Chair.
So moved. Is there, would you like staff to review the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I understand there is not a great deal of controversy in it, but I will have staff review it, so for clarification.
Mr. Burris?
Mr. Chair and members, the A34 amendment is coded H003A34. Has a couple of changes to it regarding the kind of documentation provided for Real ID compliant card and driver's license applications in proving evidence of identity and date of birth. The first change on 1.3 of the amendment is to modify the federal form number for certificates of citizenship that are federally issued. This is fixing a typo to use the right form number. And then the remainder of the change adds three additional types of documents to the list for the forms of documentation of proof of identity. And these are parallel to what's in administrative rules currently for enhanced driver's licenses and enhanced ID cards. And those are related to marriage certificates and name changes involving just a court order name change or a name change in conjunction with marriage or divorce.
Any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all in favor for the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And on to Senate Section 11 as amended. Representative Pawlowski, would you care to move Section 11 as amended?
I'll move Section 11.
Any questions or comments about Section 11 as amended? This is the Senate Section 11. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to the firearms data, Senate Section 22. Senator Newman, would you care to move Section 22?
As soon as I get to it, so moved.
Very well. Senator Newman moves Senate Section 22. Any questions or comments? Senator West?
So why is the Senate language preferred? And I guess this is a question for the two chairs in dealing with the BCA. I think it's important that the public know why the Senate language works better for them than the House language.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Rest, as you recall, when we were in Transportation Committee, the BCA testified that the language that we had in the bill would have hampered their ability to do some data sharing that they were already permitted to do. It was never our intention to hamper the BCA, and so I worked with the Department of Public Safety to craft the language that was in the Senate bill that was amenable to both the Department of Public Safety and the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
Any other questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to Senate Section 24, Real ID Implementation, Early Reissuance. And we have an amendment titled House Research A28. The amendment. Representative Torkelson, do you move this amendment?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the A28 amendment.
And Representative, would you care to discuss the amendment?
Sure. We've already discussed this language earlier in committee, but I'll review the amendment. Anyone who comes in to get a real ID prior to the expiration of their normal license would receive a license that lasts through that upcoming expiration to the next expiration. So, for instance, if you came in 1 year early, so you still had 1 year left on your current regular license, you would receive a 5-year license in that case, and you would pay a $2 fee. And similarly, if you were 2 years early, you'd get a 6-year license, pay a $4 fee. If you were 3 years early, you'd get a 7-year license and pay a $6 fee. This only applies to those persons who are coming in early to get a real ID prior to their normal expiration date. If you want further information, I would refer you to staff.
Is there any questions? Senator Rust.
So within that period, let's say you took a 7-year one and you moved, you'd have to go back in, and at that point you would apply for a 4-year. Is that correct?
Representative Perkelson?
There would be no change from the normal procedure. I am not familiar with the normal procedure, Senator Rest. Perhaps there's someone else here who is.
Seems
Senator Rest?
Normal. If you had it for 7 years, but then that period you moved, that when you went, you'd have to change your license, and you would just pay the regular fee that you would any other time. Just want to make that clear. If you have town meetings or listening sessions, people come up with lots of questions about the implementation and what about real ideas and assuming that it was going to go through. And one of the questions I got a lot was, well, what if and what if and what if? And one of them was, so what happens when you move, if you're in the middle of a license period for real ID? And I'm assuming the answer is within that period you get the real ID under the same circumstances and an extension, right?
Representative Topolson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Rest. There is no intention in this amendment to change anything as far as those procedures go of changing your address if you need to on your license. I am not familiar with the details of how that works, but there is no intention to make any changes.
The law would remain the same with regard to renewals based on address change. Yes.
Representative Torkelson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Rest, yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Very well. Any other questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor of the amendment A28, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. and on to the Senate Section 24 as amended. Representative Torkelson, do you make, would you like to make this motion?
I move the section, Senate Section 24 as amended.
Any discussion or comments?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, I made an error in my motion. I meant to move the House language. And I believe that is, am I reading this correct? That would be Section 23? No, 22. So have staff can rescue me here.
Yes.
Mr. Burr. Mr. Chair and members, a couple of the subdivisions in this section had previously been adopted by the conference committee, so the motion here would really just address subdivision 4, which was replaced by both the House and Senate language is effectively being replaced by the amendment that was just adopted. So that would be the language intended for the conference committee reports.
So Mr. Burse, is the Section 23 on the House or 24 on the Senate?
This would, Mr. Chairman, members, this would be Section 23, Subdivision 4 on the House side.
Okay. Which we already amended.
Mr. Chair, Representative Torkelson, a couple of the subdivisions have been previously adopted, so part of this language is already potentially a part of the conference committee report, and so with the adoption of this amendment, this subdivision 4 is effectively replacing the House and Senate positions that are in Section 23 on the House side, Section 24 on the Senate side.
So, Mr. Burse, if I'm understanding this correctly, Representative Torkelson's motion will be to adopt House Section 23, Subdivision 4 as amended?
Mr. Chair, yes, I think that would work.
Representative Torkelson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's exactly what I meant to say the first time.
All right. So we have a motion on the table for this section, as previously stated. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to the Senate section, Senate Section 12, Application Locations. Senator Pratt, would you like to move Section 12?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Section
12. Any questions or discussion? Section 12, Senate. No. Senator Rest.
Again, this is the one, this was in a floor amendment, Senator Pratt.
Senator Pratt.
This is not an amendment, Senator Rest. It's just adopting the Senate language.
No, the language came into the Senate bill.
Oh,
on the floor, so that you could get real ID or EDL everywhere.
Thank you,
Senator Pratt.
Thank you. So this was the Senator Cryan amendment, Senator Rest, that basically piggybacks on the implementation of real ID to make sure that we have enhanced IDs in all of our locations, and. We were instructed by the department that there was no fiscal note, so it makes sense that all of our licensing bureaus should be able to offer all of our license options.
Any other questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor of Senate Section 12, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to the appropriation, Senate Section 26. Senator Newman, would you like to move Section Senate 26?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Any discussion or comments? Seeing no questions or comments, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. On to the contingent repealer, Senate Section 27. Senator Rest, would you like to move this motion, this section?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move it. And The reason for it was there was concern among our members that Minnesota not be automatically continue to participate in Real ID if there were changes made at the federal level. And this was kind of some insurance for some of our members who continue to be skeptical of Real ID in whole or in part.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? All right. Seeing none, all in favor of Senate Section 27, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have one final amendment this evening titled A31, House Research A31. Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the amendment. I understand it's primarily a cleanup amendment with technical changes that allow certain things to occur that weren't covered anywhere else in the bill.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I just ask Mr. Burris to walk through this amendment very, very quickly?
Certainly. Mr. Burris.
Mr. Chair, members, the amendment has a couple of technical and clarifying changes. The first set is on the amendment lines 1.3 to 110, and it creates a little bit more of a parallel structure in the types of license offerings between non-compliant and Real ID compliant. Also, in that clarifies a little bit as to what the nature of the non-compliant license is. Those are the types of licenses and ID cards that aren't acceptable for federal identification. Then the second change is regards one of the pieces of documentation that could be provided in providing evidence or as part of evidence for a Real ID compliance card. And that's to establish that passport booklets and passport cards are examples. So if other offerings of forms of passport were to be introduced by the federal government in the future, the language would accommodate that. And then finally, there's a change in phrasing to restructure a sentence, basically flip for readability, a sentence on page R20 that's also in the side by side R20 that's on the one of the data privacy provisions.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator West.
This amendment, the changes, the technical changes, were identified by staff or by the department?
Mr. Burris.
Mr. Chair and members, this is a staff suggestion or set of suggestions from the House staff.
Senator, very well. Any other questions, discussion? All in favor of the A31 amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. And at this time, we'd like to have the department come down for any comments about the bill.
Mr. Chairman, while they're doing that, may I ask another question?
Senator Rust, absolutely.
Thank you. The Senate bill came into conference without any section dealing with rulemaking and explicitly, and we are not addressing that at this point. Is that correct? And so because of that, since there's no adoption of anything, the conference committee report would not have a specific section on rulemaking. Is that your understanding?
That is correct, Senator Wright.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Kate Weeks. I'm the legislative director at the Department of Public Safety.
Don Olson, the director of Driver and Vehicle Services at the Department of Public Safety.
And we are here to, first of all, say thank you for working so closely with the department over the past couple of months as we try to ensure that we are able to implement the intent of the legislation to enact Real ID in the state of Minnesota. We have been working closely with staff and with members in reviewing amendments to the bill. We believe that we will be able to implement Real ID here. So we're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Is there any questions or comments? Seeing none, I just would, on behalf of the committee, thank the department for their cooperation and their assistance, and we appreciate your support for this bill in its entirety. Thank you. With that, we will take one final vote on all the provisions voted on as amended. Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, maybe before we take the vote, I just want to thank the Department of Public Safety for their help. I also want to thank my conferees, Senator Rust and Senator Newman. They have been terrific partners through this. Mr. Chair, I'd like to thank you, Representative Torkelson and Representative Plowski, for your hard work on this bill. You've put many, many hours in two sessions. I only had to do one. So thank you for your extra time on this. And to our partisan and nonpartisan staff who did a great job of taking sometimes our nebulous ideas and putting them down into a very readable and understandable format. Thank you very much.
And Senator Pratt, thank you. The admiration is for this bill is mutual, so thank you. With that, we will have a I move the provisions for House File 3, Real ID, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Senator Ress.
I would just prefer to be on the record, and I would ask for roll call.
Okay, roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Smith.
Yes.
Representative Torkelson.
Yes.
Representative Kowalski.
Yes.
Senator Pratt.
Yes.
Senator Newman.
Yes.
Senator Rust.
Yes.
On a vote of 6-0, the motion passes. And closing statement, it will be roughly an hour and a half until the report is completed, and we ask that the conferees stay in the building or very close to the building so they can sign it this evening. It is our intent to have this bill on the floor tomorrow. Thank you very much, Senator Rust. All right, and with that, this committee is adjourned. Thank you.